This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so ask and you shall receive. So we got a pretty bad drought on the west side of the country. It's so bad that some of us are not flushing our toilets. And we're just telling the family, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. And, of course, kids always mix that up. Like, oh, man, let's look at the poop. Cats try to jump into the toilet. It's really bad. So while there's a little bit of this chaos, we have been praying to the water gods to bring us water. The rain gods, or to my god, for water. And Tropical Storm K, which was in the Pacific, that had been churning near Mexico, might be bringing a bunch of rain. The problem is like anything that happens, rather than us getting a drizzle here, drizzle there, drizzle here, it's like all or nothing. And so sadly, we are expecting some major, major flood concerns. So Tropical Storm K could possibly bring a year's worth of rainfall to Southern California. Hurricane Earl, on the other side, might be delivering strong rip currents. This is being reported by Daily Mail. But starting on the west coast, Hurricane K is making its way north of the coast of Baja California. It's a Category 1 storm and is expected to bring heavy rainfall and flooding as it moves into Southern California. The weather forecasted will include San Diego, Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, and Los Angeles. And they are going to probably get some of the heaviest rainfall they've seen. This is going to happen over the next 36 hours. They say cities from Southern California, from San Diego all the way up into L.A., stretching inland, even Arizona, could be the most vulnerable to flooding. In fact, even Las Vegas is going to be part of the flood zone. East San Diego and Palm Springs area is going to see the highest amount of rain, and this is going to the Weather Channel. Temperatures have dropped. I'm looking right now at 92 degrees in my neck of the woods, and we were at 107 a couple days ago. So I am enjoying the temperature drop. I'm not enjoying the dust. Apparently, with these storms, bring a lot of wind. There's a lot of dust coming from the south up to us in Vegas, so we're not pretty happy about that. Our visibility is horrible. My voice is dry. My eyes are itchy, but we got a lot of dust. But this might help firefighters who are trying to deal with the ongoing blazes in Los Angeles, Riverside, and San Diego counties. There's a bunch of fires. The only problem is, because it's also so windy, that could worsen conditions. We got thunderstorms and gusty winds that are anticipated as Hurricane K moves upward up the Mexico coast to California and the south. East Coast may have strong winds, riptides, as Hurricane Earl is churning off of Bermuda. For those of you that live on the East Coast, they say Earl continues to be a threat as it approaches Category 3 status. Does not seem to be slowing down. It will affect the East Coast, but we don't think it's going to necessarily, you know, hit, you know, head on. So, but there will be rip currents and life-threatening surf. Sustained winds in Bermuda are around 100 miles per hour with higher gusts, according to the National Hurricane Center. The winds are expected to strengthen leading into Friday night and weaken by Monday. So even though it's kind of jetting back out and will probably go towards Europe, it still, you know, has effects in terms of waves and, yeah. So it is a hurricane, and there will be some coastal impacts. So, you know, the California, you know, grid has been strained. And the California grid operator has said that rolling blackouts could be possible as we go into next week. And these rolling blackouts I find very, very dangerous because I can't stand it when I lose power for 2 minutes, let alone 2-3 hours. So what I'm hoping is that the storm cools the weather down, people use less electricity, there's less of that pressure on the system. And then hopefully September, I mean, September's supposed to start getting cool. We're not supposed to be at 100 degrees in September. And then hopefully temperature starts to go down. People use less air conditioning. They open up their windows. I don't know. That would be ideal, less energy grid strain. Keep in mind, once we start to fall out of the danger zone in terms of energy grid use, there's going to be this big push, okay, go electric again, go electric again. And I'm a little nervous about next summer. You know, we are not making policy with the most common sense. I think offering to families, you know, look, for those of you that are a two-car family, you know, because both mom and dad work and, you know, first of all, there should never be mandates. We shouldn't have vaccine mandates. We shouldn't have mask mandates. Nothing should ever be mandated. Just like this mandate that California wants to do and other states might follow in terms of no new cars can be sold if they're not electric or hydrogen powered. I think that's, you're really putting people at risk, putting people on edge. You know, and I know a lot of individuals are like, okay, well, I'll have my fuel car. Well, what's going to happen with fuel? Are those who go to the gas pump going to have now higher taxes? Are they going to kind of punish people? Just like smokers, those of you who smoke now have to pay higher taxes. Taxes are added on to the cigarettes. So what are taxes going to be now added on to gas even more so? You know, so those of us with fuel cars are obviously not wanting to give them up that quickly because we spend a lot of money on our cars and we don't trust batteries. Any of us that have an iPhone, you know, worries about what's going to happen with our battery in our car or will it just not work? So we kind of trust the older technology with fuel and all that. And I get it. But maybe what they need to do is incentivize, as I said, incentivize when it comes to, you know, for those of you that get an electric car, we're going to incentivize your power. Bill, we're going to incentivize, because you are going to be using a crap load more power, we're going to incentivize by tax benefits, things like that. Or they could say, look, for those of you with two cars in the family, you know, we will very graciously and generously incentivize you with tax breaks if you have one fuel car and one electric car. And for those people that only have, you know, ability to have one car, gosh, I would be very nervous for it to just be electric. I just would. So we'll see what happens. But at least rain is coming our way. Hopefully we'll get some water. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I've told many of you guys this story. Back in 2001, I was working at an urgent care and just going about my day. Gentleman came in, just like any other gentleman. I took care of him, but I remember getting kind of a little bit of the heebie-jeebies. Never really saw a person with that expression on their face before, but I just brushed it off because I was seeing, I don't know how many patients a day, and we needed to move. It was fall season, so we were coming into that. So it was busy, and I just didn't think much of it. But I remembered enough that I was like, that was an odd. It just kind of felt like there was something odd. Never seen that look before in a person's face. Didn't really recognize that. It's something I've never really seen before. Well, then weeks later, either days or weeks later, my husband's watching the news, and I see the gentleman that I had seen at urgent care, and I go, oh, yeah, I just saw that guy. All right, I saw that guy. This was before HIPAA, where you were supposed to kind of keep quiet about who you saw. All right, this was right. I mean, HIPAA had started, but, you know, it was really implemented where, you know, you weren't supposed to, you know, at all even tell your loved one, oh, yeah, you know, I saw so-and-so. And my husband said, no, you didn't. There's no way you saw that person. And I'm like, well, how do you know? How do you know who I saw and who I didn't see? And he said, because he flew a plane into the World Trade Center. And, you know, because I didn't see all you saw is his picture. And I go, I saw him at urgent care. They were here. My husband's like, I don't, what would they be doing in Vegas? So I go, I'll prove it to you. So I ran down, right, went to the urgent care. And I said, and before I could even say it, I saw the front desk assistant just sitting there shaking. And I go, they were here. She's like, yes, I know. And I go, I got to see the chart. I have to see the chart. I have to see what I did. And she's like, the FBI came in. The FBI took it. And I'm like, what the hell were they doing here on this side of town? Why? And, you know, later we learned that they came to Vegas, the World Trade Center terrorists. They were in Vegas. They went to strip club. Once sought medical care because they didn't want anything to interfere with their mission. And the look that I was seeing, which I had never seen before, was somebody who didn't have cancer, didn't have a medical condition, but somebody who was about to do something that was going to be horrific, terrible, and take his own life. That look I've never seen since, and I had never seen prior. I mean, I've seen people with cancer go, look, I'm going to die. I'm not going to make it through the night. I've seen that look. It's a different look. It's a different look. And so 9/11, when it did happen, which obviously was before I found out that, you know, I had been face-to-face with one of them, and who knew, I remember where I was. I was in an apartment, and my husband was going to take the dog, Sushi, out for a walk. The baby was Stone. Stone was about 1.5 years old, so I was dealing with him. And I was watching the news, and we were up early, and we saw that there was a building on fire, and I'm like, oh my gosh, a plane hit, you know, one of the World Trade Centers. And we're like, whoa, maybe the pilot had a stroke. Maybe the pilot had a heart attack. But then we watched the other one hit. And when we watched the other one hit, we're like, whoa, we're under attack. Meanwhile, the phone rings, and a friend of mine whose child's birthday was September 11th, she's like, okay, you know, I got the part, you know, was, you know, kind of didn't see the news yet because it was like 6 a.m. our time or whatever. And so she's talking to me about, you know, the party and all that. I go, you got to turn on the news. Just turn on the news. She's like, why? I go, you just got to turn on the news. And then, you know, just the panic started to follow. And then you see the buildings fall. And just, you're like, there's people in there. And it was just shock. Meanwhile, we're going to work, and we have work, and we have, you know, daycare, and we have, you know, I call the daycare, and I go, you know, what's going on? Are we under attack? They're like, we're open. You know, if you need to do what you need to do and drop them off here, we're open. You know, and meanwhile, you know, I had more patients. Our office was being called. You know, what do you know? And so it was a very, very chaotic day, very scary day. My, I think my brother-in-law was driving to work, and he was on the bridge, and he saw it happen. There's reports of people who said that they could feel the bridge shake when the buildings fell. And September 11th, which we're observing this weekend, was one of the most horrific things to happen, you know, in the realm of Pearl Harbor and all that. But one of the most horrific things to happen, you know, on our soil in modern times, that still leaves us dumbfounded. And about 3,000 people died. We still have people dying from cancer and other things that they were exposed to from the asbestos of the buildings. And I remember walking by those buildings, the World Trade Center buildings, when I had visited New York, and it to see them gone and to see, you know, your fellow citizens die. Many of you had friends who were in that building. Many of us were affected. That's what I want to ask you guys. How were you affected? How did September 11th impact you personally? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So much tragedy happened, not only with those in the planes and the plane that hit the Pentagon, and then Flight 93 that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, because, people got word and they had cell phones. And they had, so they were able to talk to family members and hear what happened. It was like technology had just started to get to the point where people had that technology on them, such that, family members could say, this is what's going on, this is what's going on, and people could say goodbye if they could. And it was just horrific. I remember them the next day interviewing somebody who came late to work, and he was late, and, he thought he was going to get fired, and when he got there, the buildings were on fire, and if he had actually showed up to work on time, he could have been dead. You had a daycare, in the building. You had individuals in one building. When they were seen, what happened to the first building? The first building was on fire. Reports say that they told those individuals to not evacuate because first responders needed to get to that first building. So people stayed who had wanted to leave, and then they got hit. It's just every time, I hear, you hear more and more stories, you hear more and more, personal, things and notes that people got and phone calls. And it's one of the, it still just hits us hard. And, a lot of what we are kind of dealing with now, on planes and in plane safety are still come from the after effects. So President George Bush had declared a war on terror, and we invaded Afghanistan, I believe within the next month, and then American, British, Afghan, United Front, Northern Alliance forces were deployed to destroy al-Qaeda, remove the Taliban regime. The Taliban regime fell November 2001. And then they set up a new transitional Afghan government. Many people are like, why were we in Afghanistan? Well, it all started with September 11th. And, what September 11th reminds us of is how, to me, is how you have individuals and groups and people that have no problem seeing innocent people die. They just don't, you don't know if every single person who was deputized to do this and was slated to do this wanted to. Maybe their family was held hostage. Maybe there was, when I looked into that guy's eyes, and it was a terrorist's eyes, he didn't look like he had a purpose. He didn't look like he was mad at me. He looked like he was going to face death, and he looked sad, melancholy. And, he was sick. He had something mild. I treated him. Thought, well, God, that was weird. Until, days later, weeks later, when I found out what he did. And I still think there's so many questions as to what the flip, prompted these people to do it. They rejoiced. The Taliban rejoiced. Meanwhile, we lost thousands. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to attend the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. The White House saying Biden will join leaders from around the world at the state funeral. The Queen will be laid to rest after 10 days of mourning, during which time the public can pay their respects. 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly appears in court after allegedly going on a shooting spree in South Memphis that killed four people and injured three others. Kelly faces a first-degree murder charge in retaliation to the shooting, but Shelby County DA Steve Mulroy tells reporters it won't be the last of the charges.
We expect that other charges will be brought soon.
The judge assigned Kelly a public defender and scheduled Kelly's next court appearance for September 13th. The head of the United Nations Human Rights Commission in Ukraine says Russia is torturing prisoners of war. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you texted that this that airports companies took advantage of September 11th, made these new rules and changes that are now costing us more money. TSA, government took advantage. And that 9/11 is affecting you by the government taking advantage. I'm mixed on that because, with what happened with September 11th and the box cutters, apparently these guys used box cutters, and they smuggled those in. That's how they were, and threats of bombs and whatever. It did require that we be a lot more careful from a TSA standpoint, and I'm still blown away at how amazing a job TSA does, considering I'm standing there, and you are seeing millions of people, every day, go through security to fly. And, to make sure that there is not one thing on there, on that person that could be used as a weapon, it is. It's very taxing. Not to mention, our bags. I remember my bag would be open and people would be looking, because I always had like a hair curler, so they were probably looking at metal and things like that. And they were, and I'm like, and most of my underwear was my husband's, so I didn't mind. I was like, whew. At least somebody didn't, go through my underwear, so that was good. But, in terms of airports and, the buying of food and not bringing fluids, that was a different terrorist threat. That was, and I don't have it in front of me, but that was where somebody was going to mix two liquids and make it a bomb, an explosive. And so that's why liquids had to be less than 4 ounces, and so I remember they were concerned about my son's milk. We had to fly right after September 11th, a week later. We had to fly to Seattle because I was taking my certification to be a medical examiner. I was a physician, an MD. I was board certified, but I wanted to do disability exams for the state, and so I workers' comp. So I had to get my certified independent medical exam. So we were flying with my son, and he had a sippy cup of milk, and I hate milk. I don't like drinking milk. And so we're going through security, and they say, "What is this?" And I go, "It's my son's milk." They go, "Drink it." And I'm like, "Can't I just have him drink it?" They go, "No, you have to." Like, they probably didn't trust that I would like, and so I drank it, but I'm like, "I don't like milk. But what if I was allergic to milk?" They were worried about fluids, but the new rules on liquids changed after, it was a few years later. I don't know if it was somebody in England. I have to look it up. So, yeah, so when you're at an airport and you have to spend $5 for a bottle of water, it is complete BS. And yes, we do probably have increased taxes and, funding did have to go to TSA. I mean, the economy was pretty good in the early 2000s, so it didn't really, I think, throw us into any horrible inflation or recession. Recession came later, 2008, 2009, 2010, still kind of, hit us hard through the teens, even though everybody said, "Oh, it ended by 2009. It's like, what? I don't remember that. I remember it being rough. So there was another point somebody had brought up in terms of flying and in terms of, profiling. Okay. Somebody said, "Yes, I've been profiled multiple times. I'm Middle Eastern." Okay. So, yes, I don't want to read what they wrote, but yes. So some of us have been profiled. And that happened very early on after September 11th in terms of people thinking, well, wait a second, if, we have young male individuals that could resemble those that flew a plane to the World Trade Center, and they're not traveling with families, they could be up to no good. And it's interesting because one of my gay friends who was flying around that time, and he was seeing me as a patient, was panicking, going, "I'm going to fly. I haven't flown in the longest time. And, oh, my gosh, I mean, are they going to search my, what did he call it, my attaché case? What do I do with my attaché? Should I not have an attaché?" I go, "I'm telling you right now." I'm like, "Look, the average terrorist probably does not have an attaché. And, I don't think you are going to fit the profile. You are very friendly. I think you're going to be fine." But there was this panic that, if a man was flying alone, they could be considered a terrorist. And it was and then, of course, women and, I wear bulky clothes and I have extra clothes for the kids and things like that. And I'm like, and then the searches were a lot more thorough. That definitely was. And then when I got an IUD, that was interesting. So I got an IUD and I would always trigger the groin sensor. When I did the scan, they go, "Ma'am, I need you to step over here to the side." And I would turn around and take a look, and it's always in the groin. There's just one. And now it could also be some old staples. I mean, honestly, that shouldn't affect, the security. Not, it wasn't the metal detector. It was that scan. Not the one with radiation, but the kind of one with ultrasound. Actually, I haven't triggered it since my hysterectomy. So I think it was my IUD. But always it would in the groin area. And so they had to check my groin. I mean, that's how I've been affected with security. So it's a woman, and the woman will, you know, and I'm looking going, okay, well, you know, that TSA guy over there is cute. Can it be him? So it's usually a woman, and then they're standing there, they go up the arms, they go up in between the legs, and they're pretty thorough, not horrible about it, thank God. But my IUD definitely caused some changes and some sensitivity with some of those. Remember they came out with these X-ray screens that would give off radiation. And so me having had a tumor on my ovary and, you know, coming from a family of cancer, I'd be like, I don't want to be radiated. Is there any other? I'd rather just have the searches. I didn't want my kids going through the radiation. Then they started to get rid of those machines. And they went more for the ultrasound type, even though those still have a little bit of radiation. So it's definitely been, but I don't mind about any of that. I don't gripe. I don't complain about that because, you know, we could have been in New York at the time. We could have been in that building. But September 11th is something that we'll never forget. You know, my son was too young because he was 1.5. My other son wasn't born because he was born in 2002. And, you know, they learn about it. And they're still, you know, it still hits them a lot harder than some of the other atrocities that had happened to us, such as, you know, Pearl Harbor. You know, because it's in color. They've been to New York. They, you know, these streets that you see in the video. You're like, this was, you know, when I watched the footage, it was the exact same footage I watched 21 years ago, and it just, it's surreal. It's so, you're kind of blown away, and it's so modern. It's so, you know, this, I can't believe this just happened. But yeah, we want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877. DOCDALI. We had a listener last year that said, you know, I feel guilty. I just get depressed and I just don't watch the news. And is that bad of me? No, it's not. You know, you don't have to go through yearly grieving. You know, a lot of us do want to memorialize and all that. But for those individuals that are, you know, maintaining a balance and trying to move on and get through life and, you know, it is hard. It's going to be a rough Sunday. You know, I mean, you know, there is, you know, football. And there will be a lot of probably moments of silence and things like that because we do want to be respectful. But I don't want anybody to forget. You know, I know with September 11th, you know, people sometimes try to. They're like, they don't want to make September 11th all about September 11th because it is so depressing. But I think it is important, just like with the Holocaust, you know, that never forget. Because when you don't forget, then you realize that, one, you memorially honor those that lost their lives, but two is, you're just on alert that this stuff could happen again. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So New York has declared a state of emergency over polio. Not COVID, not monkeypox, but polio. Remember we told you that there was at first one case of a person who was unvaccinated and had been exposed to somebody who was vaccinated, but vaccinated from another country using the live polio vaccine. And then when they went to investigate wastewater, they found evidence of polio in the wastewater in Nassau County on Long Island. Hence, that drew a bunch of concern. And Governor Kathy Hochul, had signed an executive order expanding the network of vaccine administrators to include emergency medical workers, midwives, and pharmacists. Physicians and certified nurse practitioners will be able to issue non-patent-specific standing orders for the polio vaccine. She's Health Commissioner Mary Bassett said, on polio, we simply cannot roll the dice. If you or your child are unvaccinated or not up to date with vaccinations, the risk of paralytic disease is real. I urge New Yorkers to not accept any risk at all. So New Yorkers who already have completed a polio vaccine series should receive a lifetime booster after coming in close contact with a person suspected to be infected with polio, according to the department. The department also recommends boosters for healthcare workers in Rockland County, Orange County, Sullivan County, Nassau County, New York City, who might handle specimens containing the poliovirus, or who treat patients who may have polio. People with occupational exposure to wastewater can consider a booster. So, you know, polio was supposed to be eradicated in the U.S., you know, and it's very kind of concerning that here we are with, you know, cases being described. I don't have numbers. They believe back in, I mean, October, they thought that we could have had hundreds of undetected polio cases, actually back in August. I don't know what the numbers are. I don't believe we have. We had this New York polio case, and from there we had to assume that there could have been others. And they don't want to look like they dropped the ball, like what happened with COVID or monkeypox in New York. So they want to be extremely proactive. But the problem we have with polio is it came back for a couple reasons. Or the reason why it's in the wastewater is it could be that just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you're repelling it when you're exposed to it. And so, just like with COVID, here we are, we're vaccinated, but we could still get COVID, or we could still be exposed to it. And so there's a chance that people might be exposed to polio. They might be pooping it out, because it does go into the GI tract, exit the GI tract, and then, but they just don't get sick from it. You know, polio is still around. We just might not be getting ill because we're vaccinated, most of us. Now, there are unvaccinated individuals. And so wastewater samples get concerning because when you do have individuals who aren't vaccinated for polio, now they could be sadly susceptible. And polio can cause paralysis. We spoke about this. These are where, kids used to go to bed, say goodnight to mom and dad, were tucked in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and then they would wake up paralyzed. They could die from it. It could affect their breathing. So, the state of emergency doesn't mean you have, you know, thousands of people have it, but they're concerned that it's there, it's in New York, and so we need to be vigilant. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In terms of monkeypox is slowing down. We still have cases, but it's slowing down. Total world cases is at about 56,609. In terms of U.S. cases, not much of an increase. It says 21,504. I don't know if that's similar to yesterday's. It's saying data as of September 8th, so I don't think we had much change. That sounds like what I reported yesterday. So we might not have the new data coming in. You know, a lot of times on the weekend, some of the data will lag and we don't get more data till Monday. But it does seem like monkeypox is slowing down. Monkeypox has been slowing down as we've been hearing that people have been slowing down on their sex parties. They have been very proactive about getting vaccinated. When there is a rash and a pustular rash, people are, going in to get that looked at. We've had some that have come to telemedicine, and when it looks like chickenpox, but they've had chickenpox, and it doesn't look like shingles or fit anything else, we're like, you know what, you got to get this checked out. It could be a form of monkeypox. So I think everybody's been really, really diligent, and so hopefully we'll start to see that go down. Now, COVID. COVID is going down in America. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. This Omicron has been the biggest pain in the ass. We've had about 6 variants since the start of the year dealing with Omicron. Omicron BA1, BA2, BA2.121, BA2.122, BA4, BA5. And I think they started to say there was like a BA 3.something, but luckily we didn't have to deal with that. But COVID is, you know, causing still other countries to be in disarray. So in China, in Xinjiang, they're locked down and running out of food, we're being told. Residents in part of the western Xinjiang region have taken to social media to complain of serious shortages of food and supplies after more than a month of COVID-19 restrictions. The Ili Kazaka Prefecture, Autonomous Prefecture, an area in the north of Xinjiang, which is home to 4.5 million people, has been under lockdown since early August after an outbreak there. This is according to posts on the microblogging site Weibo. Weibo is kind of like their Twitter. There's been no official announcement that they were locked down, but apparently they are being told that they are locked down, and they've been confined to their homes since early August, and there are shortages of food and supplies, and they have difficulty accessing medical care. So with COVID, people want to know what's next. And, you know, I can't answer that, and I'm not going to lie. I know that there's many media outlets that are like, okay, you know, the winter's coming, and, you know, or you see these memes of Ned Stark, you know, winter's coming, and, you know, personally, I think we will have another wave of COVID. I am hoping it's going to be milder. I hope that there hasn't been a chance for it to mutate to something stronger. We are seeing globally cases go down. We had this huge, huge wave in the summer. That has gone down. Luckily, in terms of death rate, we slowed down on that. But according to Worldometers, we have close to 4,000 people in serious or critical condition in the hospital due to COVID. So we do still have COVID requiring hospitalizations. My worry, of course, is with flu coming back. If flu does come back, and in the winter season we see more heart attacks and strokes, that can sadly put us in a position where our hospitals become overwhelmed. Whenever our hospitals become overwhelmed, people try to treat at home, or they only go to the hospital at the last minute when they're nearing death. And so I am anticipating a crazy winter, but that's because we always have a crazy winter. You know, winter is always bad for our hospitals. What's it going to be? Is it going to be flu? Is it going to be another wave of COVID? Is it going to be that so many people weren't taking care of themselves, so they have heart disease, lung disease, stroke risk, and then things are going to hit this winter? So my recommendation to you, while it's still the end of summer, early fall, if there's anything you have let lag, whether it's your diabetes or high blood pressure or asthma or COPD, now's the time to get in with your medical provider. Make sure you got all the medicines you need. Make sure you get yourself back on track because winter is coming. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.